I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
It's going to be fun to watch today. So we have Iran, we have SpaceX, we have the lead up to the UFC match Sunday on President Trump's birthday at the White House. I do admit I kind of enjoyed the reveal of the UFC ring girls in their patriotic uniforms. And a friend of mine said, do you think Secretary of War Hegseth will be asking for cheerleaders for the military that could be similarly attired? I don't know. I don't think that's going to go over too well. But who knows? Who knows? And then also, coming up later today, there's the full release of a podcast from 2028 presidential candidate Gavin Newsom. Yeah, he's currently the governor of California. But, you know, there's really...
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha ha!
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off. 15% off Wolverine work boots. And at D&J, you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office arrests suspect involved in multiple burglaries in San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles School District recognizes Coach of the Year and Community Bearcat of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Sheriff's Office arrested a 27-year-old earlier this week on four felony burglary charges and one count of attempted burglary. The Sheriff's Office says they began an investigation into a series of commercial burglaries that began in April 2026 and spanned multiple areas in the county, including Cambria, Cayucas, San Simeon, and Templeton. Businesses impacted included the San Simeon Post Office, Artifacts Gallery, McLean Jewelry, and Upscale Resale. Detectives served a search warrant at a location in Morro Bay and one in San Luis Obispo. At the time, evidence was recovered and connected to several burglaries. Ryan Coates was found to be in possession of stolen property from a burglary in San Luis Obispo that same day. Investigators determined that Coates had an extensive criminal history and is associated with numerous burglaries outside of San Luis Obispo County as well. Fire crews responded to reports of smoke at Adventist Health Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton yesterday at about 2 p.m. Crews found a smoking air conditioning unit on the roof of the building when they had arrived. After extinguishing the fire, crews investigated and determined it was caused by a burned-up motor inside the AC. Paso Robles School Board recognizes Coach of the Year, Community Bearcat of the Year, and more. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recognized Coach of the Year and other Bearcats that have made significant impact on student athletics. Coach of the Year was presented to Cody Wilsusen in Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting. Wilsusen is the head coach for sideline cheer, competitive cheer, and track and field. This is her second year in a row to be nominated Coach of the Year. The Community Bearcat of the Year Award was presented to Calvin Thompson. He serves as the head of barbecue coordinator for the Bearcat Boosters at Friday night football games, as well as numerous other fundraising events throughout the year. The California Mid-State Fair announced the introduction of a new quiet zone for children and families for Kids Day at the fair. The Kindness Corner is a designated space that will offer families a quiet space focused on kindness, inclusion, and well-being. The idea was inspired by a fair proposal developed by 2025 Miss California Mid-State Fair Queen Skye Davis as part of her participation in the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. The Kindness Corner will debut Friday, July 24th. Kids Day is one of the most popular fair family-focused days. Children ages 12 and under receive free admission to the fair. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, then will return again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park. Softball Field 2, located at 5599 Traffic Way. Before the movie will be a variety of fun games and activities for the whole family. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2. In the latest elections update for San Luis Obispo County, James D'Antona's lead against Michael Aaron Woody in the District 2 supervisor race continues by about 1,100 votes, or 53% to 47%. Jimmy Paulding is also still ahead of Adam Verdon by almost 2,000 votes, 54 to 46%. According to the Clerk Recorder's unprocessed ballot report, there are about 9,000 unprocessed ballots left in the county. June 15th is the deadline for counting mail ballots that do not need signature cures or other issues resolved. June 24th is the last day to resolve these issues, and the county must certify results by July 2nd. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 8-6. Tonight, the Padres will face the Orioles, the Giants will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Rays, the Dodgers will face the White Sox, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, a fire erupted at a large distribution center for major surgical products in Tracy, California yesterday afternoon. The facility is about 55 miles east of San Francisco. Medline, the provider at the distribution center, said all of its employees and personnel at the site were accounted for. The fire was also burning in an industrial zone with the city far away from homes. Thick black smoke was seen pouring into the sky from the fire. Several laws will go into effect for California starting July 1st. Schools in the state will need to provide at least one gender-neutral bathroom on campus. Smartphone use on campus across California will need to be banned or limited by the start of July 2026. Chain restaurants in California will need to provide a list of the major food allergens for each menu item. On Tuesday evening, a mother along with her two children were walking along the shore of Treasure Island Beach in Orange County when a wave reportedly engulfed them. Two bystanders rescued the mother and son but did not find the girl. After a 30-year search for the girl, her body was located Thursday morning, about a quarter mile north of where the incident had occurred. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Genetics has carried our agricultural productivity a long way, but with new genome editing tools, we may still be just at the tip of the iceberg of what's possible. Pairwise co-founder Tom Adams sees opportunities for genome editing to grow the average consumption of healthy fruits and vegetables.
The opportunity with genetics is huge, and it's always been what's driven the improvements in our lives, in especially produce and food. So, I mean, it's amazing when you go into a supermarket today and you see the variety of things that you can buy in the middle of winter. And that's because of great contributions made by genetics. There's still plenty of things to be done, and we still have lots of opportunity to drive more consumption of healthy fruits and vegetables. And it's great that actually in the world now, I think we're for the first time in ever on a trend to have people consuming more and more fruits and vegetables. And, you know, that comes from creating more variety as well as, you know, more awareness of the health benefits of doing that. So I think what gene editing does and what's important to recognize is it's just accelerating what's happened and what's been so beneficial to us. And, you know, who can be against doing good things faster? So I think it's a really great opportunity.
Pairwise has been behind innovations like pitless cherries and seedless blackberries.
You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock, you get rewarded with top dollar. Superior is now accepting consignments for the Week in the Rockies video auction July 6th through the 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your genetics nationwide, and delivers true price discovery with competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is June 19th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Broccoli and other growers along California's central coast are bracing for another devastating season of infestations of the diamondback moth. But state regulators appear in no hurry to approve a new federally registered insecticide that could alleviate the damage. Escalating pressure from the insect has led to rising production expenses that can cost growers up to tens of thousands of dollars per acre, according to a recent industry report. The pest has developed increased resistance to the suite of chemical treatments available to growers. Help could be on the way in the form of a novel broad-spectrum insecticide. The project was registered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last fall and can be used in most states. But the treatment remains under review by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, whose spokesman, Jovenio Guerrera, offered no specific timeline as to when the review will be complete. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday through Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 80s Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 72 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consumer sentiment improved this month. The University of Michigan's mid-month survey picked up to a reading of 48.9, but it's still the second lowest reading on record. Those surveyed have tempered their expectations for inflation for the next year and 5 years. The SpaceX stock launch is today on the NASDAQ. Elon Musk rang the opening bell from SpaceX headquarters and said he initially thought the space company would fail, but decided to continue with the business because it was doing things no other company was. Shell has decided to pause its $3 billion stock buyback because of requirements related to its deal with ARC Resources. Shell revealed plans back in April to buy Canadian energy company ARC. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for 5% off and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darshan Kenny on Open Mic Friday. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then Diane will be in with the country store. You can wheel and deal, buy, sell, and trade. Jimmy will help keep your vehicles running just fine from 9 till 10. Kim Komando. Then Jukebox Saturday night starts at 7, and Gary's got quite the talented musician in the spotlight, and that is one Dwayne Eddy. Enjoy that all here on KPRL.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Yesterday, we learned about a gunfight involving Benson stage robbers Bill Leonard and Harry Head and the Hazlitt brothers. Today, we'll learn about how this shootout was a factor in a shootout involving a completely different group of brothers, the Earps. On June 10, 1881, Bill Leonard and Harry Head, two of the Benson stage robbers, were killed by the Hazlitt brothers. So how did that affect the Earp brothers? At the time, Wyatt Earp was in Tombstone, Arizona, and he had his eyes on the position of town sheriff that was currently held by John Behan. What Wyatt needed was something dramatic to impress the voters. When the Benson stage was robbed and John Behan wasn't able to capture the robbers, Wyatt saw his opportunity. He knew if he could bring in the robbers, it would mean victory on election day. Wyatt was sure that Ike Clanton knew the robbers, so Wyatt talked Ike into luring his friends somewhere where Wyatt could capture them. In turn, Wyatt would give Ike the $1,200 per head reward. The plan was a good one, but there were two problems. First, the robbers were killed before Wyatt could apprehend them. Two were shot by the Hazlitt brothers and the third by Mexicans in ambush. And the second problem was that word got out that Ike had agreed to drop the dime on his friends. Although he didn't tell anyone about the agreement, Ike Clanton was sure the loudmouth was Wyatt Earp. As a result, Ike started going around Tombstone saying he was going to kill Wyatt Earp for lying about him. And as things started progressing toward the OK Corral shootout, Ike Clanton was constantly stirring up the pot. It's interesting to note that although Ike Clanton was at the location of the OK Corral shootout, when the shooting started, he bugged out. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recognized its Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year was presented to Cody Wilsusen in Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting. She is the head coach for sideline cheer, competitive cheer, and track and field. It is her second year being nominated with Coach of the Year in a row. County Sheriff's Office arrested a 27-year-old earlier this week on four felony burglary charges and one count of attempted burglary. After investigating burglaries in Cambria, Cayucas, and San Simeon in Templeton, the Sheriff's Office arrested Ryan Coates, found in possession of stolen property. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 72 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump pushing back hard on a report out of Iran about the peace deal on Truth Social. He wrote, the terms that Iran leaked to the fake news have nothing to do with the terms that were agreed to in writing. He called it a weak and pathetic statement on having a deal bears no relation to the truth. The opening bell at the NASDAQ earlier. Brings in the debut of SpaceX rocketing onto the platform, the founder Elon Musk.
There also have to be things that get you excited about the future.
Adding,
you can't wait to see what happens next. And that's the future that SpaceX wants to bring to you.
And the company says it sold all the shares it made available. America's listening to Fox News.
Enhance your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Treat yourself to the Bright Skin Facial, a rejuvenating experience designed to leave your skin refreshed, radiant, and summer ready. Throughout the month of June, enjoy a complimentary hand sugar polish treatment with your facial service. Unwind in the luxurious serenity of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness and relaxation come together. Reserve your spa escape today. Call Spa Allegretto 805-369-2524. Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s. And then for your Saturday, upper 80s, mid-80s on Sunday, back to the upper 80s on Monday. Tuesday, upper 80s, low to mid-80s Wednesday. Thursday, upper 70s, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:20 p.m. We are at 72. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding and swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay. Open Mic Friday, Darsha and Kenny this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition. All right, before I get to that female that sent in the email, let's go to the phone. Well, no, it's not there. All right, so a female, just so I cover myself here, sent in this email. It's quick. The only way to get rid of all the free programs is to repeal the 19th Amendment. It's the bleeding heart women that start these programs. I'm clear. It was sent from a female, so I'm off the hook. Just thought I'd throw that out there and see the results or the response. Okay. On the text, the generational thing is real. Every generation has things that they dislike about the next generation. It's just the way it is. But they need to pay for all the services themselves. No government programs for removal. You paid to get one, you pay to remove. Agreed. Let's see here. Good morning, Kevin. I agree. I do not find women with visible tattoos attractive. My wife has a tattoo on her ankle in each of her shoulder blades that I don't mind. I have one on my upper left arm, which cannot be seen while wearing a short-sleeved shirt. Tattoos all over looks trashy, just my opinion. Okay, well, everybody has theirs and their one and so forth and so on. Chris, have you ever thought about getting a tattoo?
Nope, not for me.
That was pretty quick.
Well, I just, you know, I never wanted to get one for myself.
I never ever crossed my mind. Ever. But again, you know, this is right, though. The generation, you know, all generations, they have their own trends and their own things, but some things carry over. There used to be specific to a generation, but when you look at things now, including hairstyle, because, you know, back in the 60s, if you wore your hair length for a male anyway, you know, you were probably considered a hippie or something like that. Now it's all over the place. With, you know, hairstyles and it all changes and it all comes back and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, some generations, from their own, they just may look at somebody and judge them and so forth. But what's interesting though is about in some generations, the consequences of your appearance have been apparent. There have been songs written by them. So now we have programs that when people make decisions that long-term, in some cases, maybe not the smartest, now we have government programs to take care of them, which, again, I am opposed. I don't want to pay for you, your uncle, or something like that. You know, you got churches, you got friends, you got family. Don't go crying to the board of supervisors or city council or your school boards and say, I can't do this. Just stop it. All right, let's see here. I came across something on, well, not the wellness. Oh, this is, where was it? I had percentages, and then it had to do with the generation of many generations. They say that they want, you know, what's best for their kids, and I think most people would agree with that. But there was some, oh, it's America's, what's it called here? America's Worst Generation. You know, I saw that because somebody sent it to me late yesterday afternoon, and I didn't open it up. I said, well, okay, I'll wait. And I thought, man, what is the worst generation? Now, it's generally considered the, you know, the greatest generation. You know, Tom Brokaw's, I don't know if it was a book or just documentary and so forth. Now, liberal think tanks, however, claim that the results are mixed rather than abysmal, although the liberal think tanks are up against this. What generation? Chris, you may not want to hear this.
I mean, okay.
I mean, you're not in this because you're just above. Now, for most of the 20th century, each generation of Americans scored higher on intelligence tests than the one before. It's a, you know, obviously there's been studies and so forth. The average IQs was roughly 3 points higher per decade across developed nations, obviously, including the United States. That upward trend has now reversed. And that generation is concentrated in Generation Z, those born between 1997 and 2012, have become the first in the modern era to score measurably lower than their parents across the range of cognitive, physical, and behavioral metrics. This is a pretty deep study, but when I saw this and I read just a little bit about it this morning, I was thinking that, okay, so when they say the worst generation, they're, you know, this is just a title. But I started thinking, okay, so when did, you know, based on this, and this is kind of generic, when did this start? And I go back to the 60s when the generation before considered the greatest generation. And again, I'm just throwing this out here. I'm not saying this is true, but we started raising kids, but did we really raise them? The rigors of World War II, obviously from the soldiers and the people at home that had to make some sacrifices too, nothing compared to the soldiers. But so, did we start babying our kids in the 1960s? Maybe, or was it the 70s? Now, we get into the late 70s and early 80s, isn't we? This we started that everybody gets a trophy. We're not going to keep score at the ball games, et cetera, et cetera. We started doing that. By the way, we can't play dodgeball anymore. We can't do this. We have to take away the merry-go-rounds and so forth. So which generation is to blame? Does anybody have any thoughts on that, regarding that? Because you're going to have a combination from the 60s where people, they may not have been in the war, but they came from families from the Depression. And from my experience, including my own family, those that were raised in that time were a lot tougher as far as the discipline and the, you know, not only discipline from just, you know, being kids, you can't do this, you can't do that, but also of the money in the household, whether you were doing well or not, because they remembered the Depression days, and that carried over, and they passed that along. So when is it that we started, I guess, for lack of a better term, started spoiling our kids and not disciplining them as much as many people think? I've thought about this for a long, long time. And because then, you know, we pig disrespect for the country, disrespect for authority. And in some cases, the disrespect for authority is self-inflicted from authority itself. Because they've deceived us, then they lied us. They lied to us in many cases. All right, let's see here. My dad was born in 1926, World War II. He and all his buddies got tattoos. So respected men who fought for our country were getting tattoos in 1940. People and their judgment and opinions are over the top. I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference between those tattoos, and I don't know why, than what we see now. This loser that was picked up, and Chris did the story about, he's got a tattoo under his eye, he's got a tattoo up to his neck. I'm not talking somebody with an anchor on their biceps or something like that. I think it's just a little bit different. It's still their choice. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I think I can give you an exact date on when things changed.
Okay.
It's when the Throwaway Society arrived, and that's about 1965. And after that, people no longer trained their kids in how to clean or repair anything. And that's where I think the big change came about.
Well, that coincides with the Great Society.
Yep. And I think because my parents, 1907, 1910, they went through the Great Depression and World War II. I don't think they owned anything. They didn't know how to service, repair, or know exactly who to take it to. Nowadays, you buy something, and if it breaks, you intend to throw it away and buy a new one. I think that's what's made the difference. That's why I think the teen drug use and the suicide problem also exists.
Well, you know, the throwaway society, you also can include relationships.
Well, yeah, everything. And what happens when you find you're broken and you find... you've never fixed anything in your life. Why should you be fixable?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you find that interesting thought to ponder.
Well, there was a time when you needed to go to the, I forget what he's called now, but you had to have the soles on your shoes redone. You would tell the cobbler.
The shoemaker. Yeah.
Yeah, the shoemaker or the cobbler. You would go down there, and he had the tacks in his mouth and the apron on and so forth, because you had to keep them because... The thought was you just didn't throw away things at a whim, but you're right.
You bought something and it was expected to live a long time. You knew how to care for it. You probably knew how to repair it under most circumstances. And if you didn't, you know who to take it to. And nowadays, the clerks don't even know what's in the box.
Well, and we used to... have our dungarees or jeans patched, and we didn't throw them out.
Mm-hmm. And your clothes were made out of the bags that your food came in. Your mother would take the 100-pound bags of flour and the 100-pound bags of coffee, and she would convert them into your clothing.
Well, in some cases, I understand your point.
So, I think the big change, it started about 1965.
All right.
That's when the parents stopped teaching the kids anything.
Okay, sir. We'll put that down on our Today in History.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Good morning.
Let me turn this thing off.
Can you turn down your radio, please?
It's off. It was in another room. Anyway, that conversation you're having with that guy is kind of interesting. When I was in the third grade, I made my own bicycle out of parts from a couple different bicycles that I found in my grandmother's garage because we couldn't afford a bicycle, so I made my own. And that was third grade. So let's see, I was born in 43. How old would I be? About 6, 7? How old are you? But anyway, I was pretty young. And we had tools in the garage, and, you know, we did our own thing. And the other thing on the tattoos, I went in the Navy in 1960, and it was illegal to get a tattoo when I was in.
Do you know why it was illegal?
Because we were, I remember the comment, we're government property, and we would be damaging government property. That was actually the word they used. I'm serious.
That's funny.
No, we were illegally damaging. I mean, if you got a tattoo, a lot of the guys got tattoos, but you got a tattoo, you got it to where it didn't really show.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. One guy, I remember, a guy named Young, he was a cook of all things. He got some things tattooed on the back of his hands. Okay? And they weren't very nice things. Okay? And the stupid thing was that his hands were always showing when he was serving the crew.
Yeah.
So, well, they surgically removed the tattoos. But
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say they surgically removed his hands.
But anyway, it was. I never got a tattoo while I was in.
Well, did you want to?
No. No, I thought permanently marking up your body is, to me, just plain stupid. You want to? I tell young people when I talk to them today, mostly young girls, I says, don't get a tattoo. I says, you can get this indelible kits that you can make a thing that looks like a tattoo, and it'll be there for about 3 months, and it'll eventually go away, you know, wash off and everything. I said, that if you're going to mark your body up.
Well, one of the things I've often wondered about the tattoos is, what is the reason for getting them? I mean, you know, I see, you know, they're all kinds. And again, if people want to do it, that's fine. But I'm just curious as to why put something on your body. You know, I've heard, well, it reminds me of my mother's death. Or it's like, I don't need to be reminded by my mother's death. I know my mother died, and I know when she died and how she died and so forth. I just, you know, something like that. I can't grasp it, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's a permanent marker. I see the ones I see a lot of is on girls working in the restaurant that I go to. It's on their neck. You'll actually see, you know, when they turn around to do something, you'll see, oh, she's got a tattoo on her neck.
Well, again, it's, as they say, it's their bodies.
Well, no, yeah, I just, you know, like I said, my message to young girls, we occasionally have girls working in the restaurant that are in high school, I said, just get the indelible stuff. Then you can have fun. Okay. You can write stupid on your forehead. It'll come off.
Yeah, and for crying out loud, don't put your boyfriend's name on a permanent one. Okay. All right, sorry. I got another call.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, you're really bringing up an interesting subject, you know, about the issues of when things changed. You know, I think so oftentimes people don't stop and think about our parents' generation, you know, the generation that was the Great Generation, and the times that they went through. I mean, you talk about the Depression, you talk about the war, and people go, God, those are terrible. But when you really think about it, I mean, they were more than terrible. They were absolutely horrible. You think about people thinking that we're having hard times now. I mean, can you imagine what it must have been like, you know, right after Pearl Harbor? You know, the next few years after that?
No, the American generation of today could not handle it. They couldn't have coffee ration. They couldn't have gas ration. They couldn't have their tires, the rubber rationed, et cetera, because they wouldn't tolerate it. There would be, you know, some ACLU group or something like that because, you know, they'd come up with any reason why we can't sacrifice.
Well, and, you know, that brings up the exact one of the exact points. It seems to me that's happened gradually over the last 40 years, and that is our legal system. I mean, I honestly don't think we can afford our legal system anymore. The liability issues for everything, you know, it's like you talked about playgrounds. They get rid of merry-go-rounds because a kid falls and breaks his arm, and all of a sudden the school is liable for millions of dollars. And you look at this in every aspect. You look at it in medicine. You look at it in schools and education. I mean, everything you turn to, you know, it's about.
But that goes back to the parent issue as well. Okay, so your kid's at the school, he falls off the merry-go-round, and so my kid's hurt. Now I'm going to blame somebody else for that, and I want money out of it. That's the reason. It's not so much because you can send your kid out anywhere and anything can happen, but they're looking for the payday, is what they are. And again, I think that's the lack of moral character that we have helped develop in this country.
I think you're right. There's Ben Franklin that said, you know, this whole experiment, you know, doesn't work if you don't have honesty and industriousness, and the honesty factor has just diminished. And just like you say, you know, everybody's a victim, and which, you know, pushes the liability onto, you know, someone else, and somewhere that has occurred, and I personally don't know exactly when that did. It's happened gradually over, as I say, I would say the last 40 years, maybe 50 years, if you want to take it back to the 60s. Mm-hmm. But you also kind of think about how many of us were raised in the baby boomer, you know, period, and the fact is that we were raised by people who had gone through the war, had gone through the Depression, and so of course they're gonna reflect that on how they bring up their kids.
Yep, exactly. All right, I got one more call before we call it a day. Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go. Well, we got about a minute. Let's see here quickly on the tech. Hi, Kevin. I still patch mine, my kids' grandkids' jeans, and take my good boots to Tackins for sole repair. Well, yeah, you would with a good pair of boots or shoes because you can still wear them. And taught my granddaughter how to iron on the patches. All right, let's see if we can get this. You got about 40 seconds.
All right. Talking about the generational thing, I think there's two things that really changed it, in my opinion. 1962, Ingle v. Vitale, Supreme Court case. It took prayer out of school. And there's a guy named David Barton that is documented. Crime went up, out of wedlock, birth rates went up after that decision, and probably a lot of things that go on in the 60s. The other thing was, and I'm not necessarily saying, you know, this is a controversial one, but corporal punishment in schools. Now, I was still going to school when a principal, I believe, could spank a student.
Yep.
I never got spanked, but there was that threat, and it kept me in check.
I agree, but it's hard to believe that you didn't get caught at something and not get spanked. I'll tell you that. That's just ludicrous. All right, we're out of time. I got to go. All right, bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Fire crews responded to reports of smoke at Adventist Health Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton yesterday at about 2 p.m. Crews found a smoking air conditioning unit on the roof of the building. After extinguishing the fire, the cause was determined to be a burned-up motor inside the AC. In the latest elections update for San Luis Obispo County, James D'Antona continues to lead against Michael Aaron Woody in the District 2 supervisor race and Jimmy Paulding against Adam Verdon in District 4. There are about 9,000 unprocessed ballots left in the county. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 73 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Open Mic Friday. Darsha and Kenny and Darsha, who's ever in the lead seat. And thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
personality comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.